This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. could run out of money to pay its bills as soon as June 1st. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy meet this afternoon at the White House to try to work out some sort of compromise. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are due to speak face-to-face after a telephone conversation on how to reach an agreement on averting a U.S. default. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says it looks like the debt limit will be reached somewhere around June 1st, where the U.S. won't have the funds to meet its obligations.
Seniors who count on Social Security are military that expects pay.
She spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Four astronauts rocketing toward the International Space Station are arriving there today after liftoff yesterday. They'll stay just over a week. This is a chartered flight led by a retired NASA astronaut. Also on board, a U.S. businessman who owns a sports car racing team. Meta's just been hit with a big privacy fine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The European Union's slapped social media giant Meta with a record $1.3 billion privacy fine and ordered it to stop transferring user data across the Atlantic by October. Meta has vowed to appeal and ask courts to immediately put the decision on hold. The company adds there's no immediate disruption to Facebook in Europe. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Fire raced through a school dormitory in Guyana this morning, killing at least 20 students. No word on what caused the fire. Russia claims it controls the key Ukrainian city of Bakhmut after a fight described as maybe the bloodiest fight of the war. But Ukrainian military leaders say the battle is not over. Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina will launch his presidential campaign today. This is AP News. Now to TikTok and car thefts. The AP's Julie Walker.
TikTok and other social media platforms are thrusting performance crimes like car thefts into the U.S. spotlight. A sharp uptick in thefts of Kias and Hyundais over the past 2 years has been linked to viral videos posted to TikTok and other social media platforms that teach people how to exploit a security vulnerability to steal the cars. Police say despite voluntary fixes from automakers, waves of thefts have continued, illustrating the lingering effects of dangerous content that gains traction with teens looking to go viral. Attorneys general have urged federal intervention, and cities and consumers have resorted to lawsuits to hold car companies accountable. Still, some point the finger at social media platforms, unable to remove content at the speed it appears. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.